This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Wednesday, December 19. Exile. Our reading comes from Jeremiah chapter 8. Is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there? Why then is there no healing for the wound of my people? Oh, that my head were a spring of water and my eyes a fountain of tears. I would weep day and night for the slain of my people. Oh, that I had in the desert a lodging place for travelers, so that I might leave my people and go away from them. For they are all adulterers, a crowd of unfaithful people. They make ready their tongue like a bow to shoot lies. It is not by truth that they triumph in the land. They go from one sin to another. They do not acknowledge me, declares the Lord. A Jeremiad is a long, mournful complaint, a list of woes. This word came into use as a description of long, woe-filled passages in the book of Jeremiah. Indeed, the prophet rails repeatedly against the people of God in his day. The tone of Jeremiah's entire book is lament, because the sins of the people are truly depressing. Idolatry, adultery, mistreatment of the poor and widows and orphans. God's people, says Jeremiah, are like an unfaithful spouse and rebellious children. God's judgment on such unfaithfulness will inevitably come, Jeremiah declares. And it does. God's people lose the promised land and are exiled to Babylon. In our passage today, Jeremiah asks, is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there? Literally, the balm of Gilead was a topical medicine made from a local tree. But that's not the treatment or the doctor Jeremiah is alluding to. He's talking about a physician who can salve the eternal wound of rebellion and separation from God himself. He's talking about salvation. Thankfully, God doesn't leave his grieving people captive and far from home. Though the people suffer exile, God, in his faithfulness, heals and restores them. But the greater eternal healing comes with the great physician, Jesus, who restores our souls. Pray with me. O Jesus, great physician, you alone are the balm we need to heal our sin-sick souls. We beg your forgiveness for our sins. Heal us, we pray. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.